95.3 The Bull, it's your morning stampede. I'm Ryan Sartori, and I'm joined today by Alex Mary and Josh Matthews from the Burpee Museum, and Paleo Fest is upon us.
It is.
It is.
Yes, it is. It is. Yep.
That's very exciting. Now, I'm brand new to the area, mm-hmm. So Josh and Alex, you guys have to fill me in on what exactly Paleo Fest is, because I would imagine dinosaurs are involved. To
indeed,
some extent,
indeed,
right?
Indeed they are. Indeed
okay,
they
that are. Was a safe assumption.
Yes, yes, that was definitely a safe assumption. So Paleo Fest is an event that Burpee Museum has been putting on for 25 years now. And it's an event we hold every year. We bring paleontologists from around the country, from around the world. They come to the Burpee Museum. We have 2 days of lectures from the researchers, kind of going over their research, what they study, whether it's dinosaurs or mammoths and mastodons, or the little fossils you find in the rocks around here, and a number of other events going on throughout the museum.
Yep, there'll be passport stations that kids and families will be able to look at and go up to, get a little stamp, and then at the end they'll be able to turn in their passport for a prize. There's going to be some different workshops going on, ages from 3 to 6 and then 7 and up. We're also going to be hosting family research lecture and a family paleo art workshop, so we can have those families interact with a real paleo artist that we have on the Burpee staff.
Wow. And I would imagine that this is an event that every year changes at least a little bit, because we're constantly getting new information about paleontology and fossils and all the fun things at Paleo Fest.
Yeah, the cool thing about paleontology and science in general is it's constantly evolving. You know, with new discoveries and new information coming out, we kind of have to tweak some of our assumptions and some of our thoughts about these different animals and how they moved and how they lived. So it gives us, the community, an opportunity to see this. What's cool about Paleo Fest is, and the Burpee Museum in general, is you don't have a museum like this in a lot of communities of Rockford size. You know, they're in Chicago and New York and D.C. Mm-hmm. So Burpee Museum is really unique here in Rockford to also have dinosaurs of our own. We go out west to Montana and Utah every year digging up dinosaurs and bringing them back to Rockford to show to the general public and the community around here. So
wow.
To have Paleo Fest here at Burpee for 25 years, we have actually become a model for other museums and other institutions to follow and present their own Paleo Fest type thing. So it's a ton of fun. You know, the general kid, everybody loves dinosaurs. And of course, you know, dinosaurs are always the big draw for paleontology, but there was a lot of other critters running beneath the dinosaurs' legs. And the dinosaurs were here for a long time, but you know, paleontology is past life. It's not just dinosaur public.
Well, and if this doesn't make you feel prideful to be living in the state line and be close to the Burpee Museum, then what will, right?
Exactly.
So we talk about, obviously, paleontology and science, always finding new things. What are some new things that we will see at Paleo Fest this year?
Well, one of the things that's kind of near and dear to my heart that I'm excited about, Linnea Jackson is she just finished her master's at the University of Minnesota, and she's working on a dinosaur from Antarctica. It's called a sauropodomorph. It's kind of the early ancestor to the long-necked dinosaurs.
Yeah,
exactly. It's an early ancestor to the long-necked dinosaurs like, you know, a lot of us knew Brontosaurus or Diplodocus. Mm-hmm. However, this was found in Antarctica in 2010 and 2011, and I was part of that expedition. I was down in Antarctica for a month. We dug up some dinosaurs.
Wow, you still have all of your fingers.
And yeah, still have all my fingers. So this specimen was found, and I haven't really heard much of it over the last 10 years. So I found out she worked on this specimen for her master's degree. So she's going to be presenting her thesis work on this specimen that we collected while we were down there. It's a beautiful little specimen, completely unknown to science until then. So we got Dr. Steve Brusati, who's actually, he's a local boy. He's from Ottawa, Illinois. And he is now the scientific advisor to all the Jurassic World and Jurassic Park movies. So Friday night, we'll be having a special members night for members at Burpee. And they can come in and they can hear a lecture about his time working with Jurassic World and Jurassic Park. So
that's
another
cool thing. I want to be a part of that. That's my childhood right there, right?
Absolutely.
Like, that's awesome. So that was a loaded question I found out. What new is coming to Paleo Fest?
Yeah,
I found out there is an awful lot of stuff. No, that's not rambling. That is all very, very cool information to find out. Like, this is going to be an awesome celebration, the 25th year. Now, Alex, when exactly does Paleo Fest start? When does it go to? Does it cost anything to get in? How do I go to Paleo Fest?
So we actually have on our website at www.burpee.org, we have in the top right corner a link to Paleo Fest 2023. You'll click on that. It'll give you all the information, class information, who's going to be speaking, and also also, it'll give you the links to actually purchase the tickets. It'll be the first weekend in March. So like Josh said, we'll have the members' night Friday night, and then Saturday and Sunday, we will have all of the research lectures and family fun stuff.
Wow. And then again, the dates are
March 3rd
through the 5th.
March 3rd through the 5th. Yep. And does it cost anything to get in? Do I go in for free?
Yeah, so there's a number of ticketing options. So if you go to the website, there's, you know, there's packages for people who want to just see the lectures. There's packages for families who want to do the kid events. Mm-hmm. Or there's just general admission. You can come in, you can walk through the museum, and that's where we have our Paleo Passport station set up. So, you know, stations where kids can walk through, and there's a little activity or information. They get a little passport, and they get it stamped as they walk through. So
wow.
The general admission comes with that, but then there are other options, again, for the workshops and the art workshops and the lecture series. So there's basically something for everybody. So all those ticketing options will be on the Burpee website at the Paleo Fest.
Wow. All right. Well, the 25th installment of Paleo Fest is going to be awesome. Alex, Mary, Josh, Matthews, thank you so much for stopping by today with 95.3 The Bull.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You
Thanks
so
for
much.
Having us.